Good morning, dear brothers and sisters. It's a great time for me to share word of God. I thank Pastor Sammy for this great privilege which has given to me. I thank Cornerstone Community Church for giving me this privilege to preach word of God with you. I heard many times, many messages before I came to Pastoral Training Seminar. God saves many. God does not want to destroy all people. He is good and faithful. But Bible is clear that many are called, but few are chosen to heaven. The Word of God taught me that why many are rejecting Jesus, going to hell. Maybe you have doubt. Why was many not saved? Your relatives, rich people, noble people, and celebrities, many are going to hell. They were not chosen by God. This sermon will help you to know why many are going to astray from living God. And this sermon will give joy if you are chosen. Brothers and sisters, many are called, but few are chosen. This is true. Open your Bible, Matthew chapter 22, verse 1 to 14. This is a parable. Jesus spoke to the people and his disciples. Matthew chapter 22, verse 1 to 14. I am reading. Verse 1. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. And he sent out his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding feast, and they were unwilling to come. Again, he sent out the other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fattened livestock are all butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went their way, one to his own farm, another to his own business." Verse 6. "And the rest seized his slaves and mistreated them and killed them. But the king was enraged, and he sent his armies and destroyed those murderers and set their city on fire. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those who are invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the main highways, and as many as you find there, invite to the wedding feast.'" Verse 10. "Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered together all they found, both evil and good. And the wedding hall was filled with dinner guests. But when the king came in to look over the dinner guests, he saw a man there who was not dressed in wedding clothes." Verse 12 says, "And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you come in here without wedding clothes?' And the man was speechless. Then king said to servants, 'Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be a weeping and gnashing of teeth.'" Verse 14 says, "For many are called, but few are chosen." The theme of this parable, this teaching, is few are chosen to heaven, not many. Few are chosen to heaven, not many. When we see the verse 2, Jesus is saying that the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. Here Jesus is saying about kingdom of heaven. Look at verse 14 says, "For many are called, but few are chosen." Here Jesus is saying summary statement of this parable. That is, many are called, but few are chosen for the kingdom of heaven. Why remaining are not coming to heaven? He said, verse 7 says, but the king was enraged. He sent his armies and destroyed those murderers. Verse 13 says, then the king said to servants, bind him hand and foot, throw him into the outer darkness. Verse 10 says, the wedding hall was filled with dinner guests. So few are coming to heaven. The many are going astray from God. They were only called by God, but not were chosen by God. Based on these verses, in this parable, we need to understand the main theme of this passage, this parable is few are chosen to heaven, not many. Few are chosen to heaven, not many. We know this truth. Even Jesus taught before, Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, he said, enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And there are many who enter through it. Verse 14, he said, for the gate is small, and the way is narrow that leads to the life. And there are few who find it. God is calling many brothers and sisters. He is calling many, but he chose few for heaven. That is believing in Jesus Christ through regeneration of the Holy Spirit. Three strong reasons that we can say few are chosen to heaven, not many. Three strong reasons that we can say few are chosen to heaven, not many. The first reason that few are chosen to heaven, not many, is the angry God destroys many. The angry God destroys many. Look at verse 7 says, but the king was enraged. The king was angry. He sent his armies and destroyed those murderers and set their city on fire. This king is not angry directly, but he is gracious. He sent slaves, which means the prophets, to the Israel. Especially in this context, these high priests and elders of the people. Jesus is calling Israelites, noble people, those who know law well. He is calling to wedding feast. In this case, the countrywide celebration that would have continued several days. That is the culture. This feast represents enjoying fellowship with God in his kingdom. And second thing is, coming to the feast, thus representing entering the kingdom. So God is calling many people. He is inviting them, but they are not willing to come. Three reasons that why he will destroy many. Three reasons why God is destroying many. The first reason is that why he will destroy many is many are disobedient. Many are disobedient. Look at verse 3 says. Verse 3 says, he sent out his slaves to the call, those who had been invited to the wedding feast. They were unwilling to come. They were unwilling to come. They are not willing to come. To refuse direct invitation from the king would be an extreme insult and a dangerous insult to his authority, the God's authority. Brothers and sisters, God is inviting people, many, but they are not willing to come. They are disobedient. These all are thinking that they have authority to do whatever they want. So they are living life that shows they are Lord of their life. Even though preachers, teachers, the word of God coming to them, they are not willing to accept that Jesus is Son of God. Jesus is Savior. They are thinking that they know everything. They believe themselves. They want to follow their will, not God's will. Many are disobedient. Many are not willing to come to the God. So God is angry. He is going to destroy many. The second reason that why he will destroy many is many are worldly. They are loving world. Many people, they want to love world. Look at verse 5 says. Verse 5 says, but they paid no attention and went their way. One to his own farm, another to his business. These people are worldly. They are not paying attention to the gospel. They are not paying attention to the God who is sovereign, who created them. But they are focusing on earthly things, earning money. They are focusing on jobs. The money, job are more important than Jesus, the gospel, saving gospel. Their focus is on how to live. They have their own business. The preacher is coming to preach. The God is sending preachers, but they are not accepting. We have our work. They are going their own jobs. They are not accepting the invitation of the God. You know, Jesus healed demon-possessed man. That those people went to the village. They shared everything. You know, this story, Mark chapter 5, verse 15 to 17, we can see. Those who had seen it, described it to village people, how it had happened to the demon-possessed man and all about the swine. They began to implore him to leave their region. And you see, they need swine business. They know that Jesus saved him with great way, that need, but need swine more than Jesus. Because Jesus destroyed their business. Because of Jesus, swines were died. But they forgot. They even not control demon-possessed man, but they know everything. Jesus, by his great power, he healed demon-possessed man. But they are not inviting Jesus. They are saying, leave us. Jesus, go. See, they are loving world more than Jesus Christ, more than God. People are behaving like this, brothers and sisters. Jesus said that if you want to follow me, you must deny yourself. Take the cross and follow me. Many were left Jesus. Because they are not willing to sacrifice. They are loving money. They are loving luxuries more than Jesus. People need comfortable life than God, who is provider, protector, and who is their creator. Brothers and sisters, you know, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10 says, for the love of money is root of all sorts of evil, and the some by longing, for it have wandered away from the faith, and pierced themselves with many griefs. Those who love money, they are destroying themselves. Because in this world, the people are loving more than God is all money, luxuries. They are not accepting Jesus Christ. They are not accepting their sinners. They are not asking forgiveness, but they are very busy to earn money, and they are busy to love money and all luxury lives. So God is angry. He is going to destroy many people because many people are doing like this. You go and share gospel. You must deny, follow Jesus Christ. What they will say? I have no time. I have time to work myself, to feed myself, to feed my family. I have no time to give Jesus Christ. Even Christians are doing like this. They are not able to give time to God. They are so busy. They are not loving Jesus Christ. So God is angry. He is going to destroy many people. third reason that why he will destroy many, the many are rebellious. Not only they are worldly, not only they are disobedient, but they are rebellious. Look at verse 6 says, verse 6 says that rest seized his slaves and mistreated them and killed them. They killed prophets. They mistreated his servants. We have to understand, when we see verse 4 says, again he sent out other slaves saying, first he has sent one person, some slaves, to share the gospel. But again he is sending slaves. Tell those who have been invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fattened livestock are all butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast. See, he is not asking people to come and prepare food. Just, I prepared everything. The food is ready. Feast is ready. Come and have with me. That is the idea, is come have fellowship with me. Please have joy with me. Whichever I have joy, I am going to give to you. Please come. God is calling many people, but they are rebellious. They are rebellious. An extreme punishment reserved for serious pride and revolt against the king. Possibly an allusion to the forthcoming destruction of the Jerusalem in AD 70. The many Bible teachers are saying that this is the prophecy is going to come. Brothers and sisters, ultimately, he is sending them hell. So-called Pharisees and scribes and chief priests, elders of the peoples in Hades, because of rebellion against the King Jesus, who is savior of sinners, the God is calling to believe Jesus Christ. We have fellowship, but the people are disobedient. The people are worldly. The people are rebellious. So many people were killed by people because they are prophets. They are sharing word of God. Brothers and sisters, do not follow your will. Do not think that you are Lord of your life, even though you are saved. There is a temptation in Christians. Yes, of course, God has saved us, but we have to humble ourselves. Always remembering that the Lord is Lord. I am slave. We have to understand this truth. Do not love money and luxuries more than Jesus. See, I am not saying the money is not important. The clothes are not important. Job is not important. I am not saying that. But these things are not more than Jesus, more than gospel. That is the idea Jesus is preaching. Be satisfied with what you have. Jesus is more important than this world. Focus on the kingdom of God. Obey God. The second strong reason that we can say few are chosen to heaven, not many. The second reason, the gracious God made few as a worthy. The gracious God made few as a worthy. Look at verse 8 says, then he said to his slaves, the wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Here this parable is saying that the king declared that those who are well-educated people in law, Israel, and many who are not willing to accept Jesus as a son of God, and who are not regarding Jesus more than their earthly things, who are mistreating gospel and his servants, they are not worthy. But he made some of them are worthy for this great privilege, which is part of kingdom of heaven. We will understand this well when we see the context of this parable. Look at Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21, verse 31 to 32 says, which of you, Which of the two did the will of his father? They said, the first. Jesus said to them, truly I say to you that the tax collectors and prostitutes will get into the kingdom of God before you. 32, he said, for John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and prostitutes did believe him. And you, seeing this, did not even feel remorse afterward, so as to believe him. Here Jesus is saying to these elders of the people, chief priests, that they are not worthy to go heaven. But these people who are tax collectors and prostitutes believed, obeyed Jesus' authority and his deity. He made them worthy to enter the heaven. That's why verse 19, he said, Matthew chapter 22, verse 19, he said, go therefore to the main highways, and as many as you find there, invite to the wedding feast. Here Jesus is saying that I open door to Gentiles and others who does not know me, who does not know about the law and word of God. Because he is gracious God, he himself is sending gospel to the unpopular people. Actually, he gave privilege to Israel, but some of them, highly qualified people, they are not willing to accept Jesus. So Jesus opened the door. He opened the door to the Gentiles, like you and me. He opened the door to spread the gospel to the Gentiles. That's why we know that. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, he said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Jesus graciously, he made Gentiles worthy to go heaven. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, this is also related to the, in this context, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth. You see, Paul said, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, he said, for I am not ashamed of gospel, for it is power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. Brothers and sisters, Jesus opened door to us, Gentiles. Three characteristics of you. The first characteristics of you, those who are entered heaven, is first characteristic, hopeless in society. Verse 9, he said, go therefore to the main highways. Verse 10, he said, those slaves went out into the streets. These all are in the streets. They are not hopeful people, noble people. They are hopeless people who are distressed in their sins, in their weakness. They are unknown people. They are all Gentiles. He made hopeless people into hopeful people in Jesus Christ. This is the gospel, the beauty of gospel. So many people say that Jesus loves Israel. Jesus loves only Israelite. But the word of God is very clear that Jesus is loving everybody. Jesus is loving Gentiles. So he sent slaves, preachers, to call hopeless people, those who are unpopular, weak. Second characteristics of few is sinful in society. Not only hopeless in society, they are sinful in society. Look at verse 10 says, these slaves went out into the streets and gathered together all they found, both evil and good. The wedding hall was filled with dinner guests. They are evil. See, God, he called evil people. wicked people, sinful people, they always do wicked to others. They are rebellious against God. They are evil people in society. But he is calling them. They are tax collectors who collect money more from their brothers without grace. For example, Zacchaeus. He is a sinner, adulterous woman. So many people were called by God, saved by God. He gave graciously. He saved them, sinners in society. But everybody is sinners. We know that truth. But who thinks they are sinners? They were called by God. God graciously saved them, sinners in society. Not only they are sinful in society, they are honorable in society. God called honorable in society from Gentiles. Look at verse 10 says, slaves went out into the streets and gathered together all they found, both evil and good. Here, good means, it is not, the word good is not talking about the character of them, but it is talking about status of them. Because they are honorable people. They are honorable in society. Jesus saved high people in society for his glory. Educated, rich officers were saved by God. For example, Luke, Theophilus, Cornelius, centurion, Lydia. He has done same in Old Testament. He saved Nebuchadnezzar, who is a Gentile, pagan king. See, God, he is not showing partiality. He showed his grace to everyone, those he called, those he elected. Christian brothers, call me Vijay, but my name is not Vijay. My name is Nagaraj. We were Hindu. We worshipping snakes. Our bone air was taken at that place. I gave my bone air to snakes because we believe those are the gods in our life. Worshipping all kinds of gods. I and my family, hopeless, sinful in society. Please tell me, if Jesus did not send preacher, did not send gospel to me, what is my situation? What is my future? I have to die eternally in hell. But God graciously, where is Israel? Where is India? Where is Andhra Pradesh? But he has sent preachers, word to me, so that I may believe in Jesus Christ. See, he opened the door to this sinful man. He opened the door to you. Nobody is good and noble here. But Jesus, even though we are Gentiles, by his grace, God saved us. Worship Jesus because of him, brothers and sisters. We are called to be worthy to stand before God. He called us to have fellowship. When we are sinners and wicked, unworthy, worshipping idols or worshipping ourselves, he has sent preachers, word, to save us. Because of that, we have to fall down on Jesus' feet. We cannot pay this price because he saved us. He is our life and love. He has the first priority in us. Nothing is more than Jesus, because you are also disobedient, rebellious, loving the world. But you are not better than all people, those who are going to hell. But by his grace, he saved you. He called you. He made worthy to go heaven. Because of that, we have to worship Jesus. We have to give thanks to the God. Brothers and sisters, don't think that God saved you because you are so nice person, good person. You know how much wicked you are. But God saved you. God called you. God's strong reason that he can say, he can prove few are chosen to heaven, not many, is the righteous God sends a man to hell. The righteous God sends a man to hell. Look at verse 13 says, King said to the servants, bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. You know, Revelation chapter 20 verse 14 says, then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. Verse 15, Revelation chapter 20. And if anyone's name was not found in written in the book of the life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Jesus is the one who sends all men who did not cover with his righteousness, who is hypocrite, every day weeping and gnashing the teeth. The God is sending a man into the hell through Jesus Christ. So many were called, but few were chosen to heaven. Two reasons that Lord will throw him into the hell. Why he is sending a man into the hell, we can see clearly. First reason, he is self-righteous. He is self-righteous. Look at verse 11 says, but when the king came into the look for the dinner guests, he saw a man there who was not dressed in wedding clothes. Verse 12, he said to him, friend, how did you come in here without wedding clothes? As the king greets the guests, he discovers one who is not wearing proper wedding clothes. It may be custom in the day for kings to provide suitable clothes for the feet. The man is wearing dirty clothes, his clothes. He came by himself without proper clothing, which will be given by God. People who were in the streets were invited. Normally, people who are live in the society, streets, they don't have proper clothes. But these people who are invited, they have proper clothing. But this man did not have proper clothing. He came by himself without proper clothing. So God is angry because he is a self-righteous person. He denied the grace of God. He is not depending on God who will give grace to have fellowship. He is depending on his own ability, his own works. Maybe he is thinking that I will go. I am a nobleman. I am a rich person. I know many things. If I go, after seeing my talent, he will accept me. No, he is throwing out outer darkness. He is sending him hell. This is the parable teaching these all elders and chief priests and Pharisees. They are trying to go heaven with their good works by following human traditions. What to eat, how to eat, what to wear, how to wash. They are focusing on those things. God will accept us because of our good works. Actually, Jesus' righteousness must be put to the unrighteous man. But this man, these elders, Pharisees, scribes, they are depending on their own good works. But they are not depending on Jesus' righteousness. So Jesus, the God, is sending them into the hell. The second reason why he, Lord, will throw him into the hell. Second reason is he is speechless. See, the man was speechless because he does not have Jesus in his life. He has everything, his filthy righteousness. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 6 says, for all of us have become like one who is unclean. And all our righteous deeds are like filthy garments. All of us wither like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. Nobody is a righteous person. Even though the people have righteous deeds, they are like filthy garments in the sight of God. Nobody will have fellowship with God without Jesus' work on the cross. Romans chapter 3 verse 31 says, but now apart from the law, the righteousness of the God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Verse 22, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe, for there is no distinction. Everybody should come under feet of Jesus Christ. Everybody should hold the feet of Jesus Christ because he is the one who give righteousness. That some people are trying to please God, to stand before holy God. They think that they are righteous people, but nobody is righteous. Even though you are Christian, you saved, but you always depend on Jesus' righteousness. This is the gospel. If we depend on our righteousness, 3 days, we are very righteous people. What about next day? What about next month? What about next year? We will fall one day if you believe, if you depend on our righteousness. But this person is like that. He is self-righteous person. He is speechless now. Because he is so self-dependent, not Christ-dependent person. Brothers and sisters, Paul is saying that man is justified by faith apart from works of the law. But these Pharisees and scribes, they always please God through obey the law, to follow the rules. But nobody will not justify by themselves their righteousness, but they will justified by faith in Jesus Christ. Wadi Bakum, he said, hell will be filled with people who did not drink, did not cuss, and maybe have even been baptized. Why? Because not one of those things makes someone a Christian. Is it right? Those people are going to hell because I am not drinking, I am not cursing, I am not doing any wrong thing, I am not doing harm to people. They depend themselves, they're self-righteous people, they will go to the hell. But those people who think that we are not righteous people, even though we do good works, that is because of Jesus, even that good works cannot save us. That good works cannot give strength to stand in presence of holy God. That's why Jesus, God is sending a man into the hell because that person did not kiss his son. The God, he is very angry to one person who did not kiss his son, who did not believe his son, that is Lord Jesus Christ. When I was studying 12th class, intermediate, I went for a feast. We were eating. Suddenly one man, manager, I think, he came. He's asking one who is sitting for the food, who are you? Why did you come? We thought we call you. Really, brothers, everybody is sitting, eating. He sent them away. This is normal food. This is true with this passage. The God is doing same thing. If God did not call anybody else into the kingdom, if anybody comes, he will say, I don't know you. Get out. Because you did not believe in Jesus. You believed in yourself, in your strength, in your good works, in your moral things. Your moral things cannot give strength to stand in the presence of God. Only Jesus can do that. Only God can do that. Even people won't give food if they won't invite you, if you go there. If how one person will go to heaven without permission of the God, without God invitation, how one person will stand in heaven. This is possible through Jesus Christ. So many are going to hell. Few are chosen to heaven, not many, because of these reasons. Brothers and sisters, you have to depend on God, not on your own righteous works, even though you are Christian. You always depend on Jesus' righteousness. You will face outer darkness if you reject favor of your God in Jesus Christ. Don't try to please God with your talent and good works. Praise God if you are a Christian, if you are elected, for he himself gave wedding garments, righteousness, so that you must have great joy by having fellowship with him and with his son. I am going to conclude with these words. You are very precious because God has chosen you for his glory. Many were died, rich people, noble people. They were died in their sins. They are going to hell. But you are more precious than them because God has chosen you. Remember this truth in this pandemic situation. When you are going to distress, when you are facing troubles, remember that great blessing truth, that is, God has chosen me. Even though you are sinner, brothers and sisters, even before foundation of the world, he elected you. This will give comfort. Saved you in Jesus Christ. You don't get this privilege with your money, with your strength, with your time, with your recommendation. You cannot buy this privilege. You can't. But God made you as a worthy to go heaven in Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, few are chosen to heaven, not many. You are in that few. Jesus, my God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your love, your grace upon us. Lord, we did not choose you. Lord, you have chosen us. Lord, you saved us in Jesus. Lord, we are sinners, unworthy, evil. But in Jesus, you gave righteous for us. You gave ability to stand in front of you, O God, our Father. What a great God, gracious God we have in Jesus. Lord, we are worshiping you. We are praising you for saving us. Thank you, Lord. Make us faithful in your ministry. Help us, make us strong in faith. Always loving Jesus, following